So this is Chris to talk about talk with Julie. Sorry. So hi, Julie. This is Chris, and so I just wondering what sort of a job experience you have in back in the United States.
Totally. So before coming to Australia, I was working previously for 4 years at Universal Music Group. I was in their catalog department. So catalog is everything that is, I believe, 18 months or older. So it's everything from like The Temptations to Rihanna. And it's sort of our job, or was our job, to keep all the catalog relevant. So for example, when Drake, let's say, was putting out a new album, it was our job to go to like Apple Music, you know, Spotify, exactly, yeah, like Amazon Music, and be like, hey, we know that you're going to feature this new Drake album on your homepage. Can you also feature a discounted version of his older album? Or, you know, we do things like that. We would reissue albums, you know, so like, reissues were not that exciting, but it's like we would take, you know, a Rolling Stones album, and maybe if it was a black vinyl, we'd make it blue and change the song order. So like make limited consumer drops and things like that. So yeah, I was doing that.
Yeah, that was interesting. So Julie, you like music?
I love music. I didn't get to interact with a lot of music at Universal because it was definitely just a big company, and I was kind of more on the sales side, but I did get some free tickets. Got to see Earth, Wind, and Fire, Elton John, Stevie Wonder, so that was exciting.
That was nice. So so just quick question, what kind of music you like? You like R&B or rap songs?
Hell yeah. Dude, love rap. We love Kendrick, but mostly I would say love Tyler, the Creator. I think mostly I listen to like indie pop kind of thing. Like, have you heard of like Muna or LCD Sound System is my favorite band, probably Maggie Rogers. Yeah, probably that. What about you?
So I like rap music as well, because now in China, from 2017, I remember, so Chinese rap music is kind of growing from underground to the mainstream music type. So a lot of people think in rap in China is kind of is still in underground, because this music type is kind of outside. We learned that from America. So as American, as a music lover, as a rap music lover, what do you think about that?
I think that's cool. I mean, I think that, you know, America is a big, I would argue that our biggest export is culture, you know, with Hollywood, with music, with fashion. I think that especially now with TikTok, that it's so much more accessible. And that's oddly one thing that I've found sort of moving to Australia has been a little odd for me. I think that it's a lot of fashion and speech has been kind of homogenized to be sort of Americanized a bit. I don't know if you found this at all. But you know, with the way that influencers talk and dress, and it's just, you know, you go to another culture, you know, I'm miles and miles away from my home, and yet I'll sometimes kind of see people dressing and speaking with the inflection of what is an American accent. And it is like funny to see that it's kind of becoming what it's always been, trending towards a flatter world, but it culturally is getting a little flatter, which is kind of a shame.
Okay. Cool, thank you.